Good morning, everybody. You are here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. It is now 10:04 a.m. on the West Coast of the United States in California, where I am. And it is also March 2nd, 2026. Holy cow. I hadn't even turned the page on my calendar because I have a calendar that's like a little book and my day planner, actually. Oh, I hope you can hear me okay. I had the microphone away from my face. Okay. That should be better. So yes, it is March 2nd and this year is going really fast. I gotta say that the last few days have been wild and crazy. I'm gonna put my mic over here because I think this will work a little bit better. Okay, that should be better. So, you know how they say it was the best of times, it was the worst of times? Well, thank God it wasn't the worst of times, but it wasn't exactly the best of times, totally. It was really good and some really, really good and really weird this past, let's say, Thursday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it was a fantastic weekend, long weekend, because I got to do a lot of dancing this weekend. And then I got to hang with my bestie. And we had a great time. We had a fabulous time. However, on Thursday morning, I was about to go to my class, and I will be perfectly frank and transparent with you because I have done nothing wrong in this, and I am, I'm feeling very clear about all this. So there were things I could have done differently, but I wasn't negligent in any way. So I feel fine with this. So I'm going to share this with you. I'm not embarrassed. I'm not, feeling like any type of way about it. It just is. So what happened Thursday morning is I was getting ready for class, like I said, and looking forward to a really, really fun-filled, next 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, of my dance, because I go to this dance class and I've been doing it for about 18 years and it's pole dancing, if anybody wants to know. So yes, I have been pole dancing non-professionally. Not that there's anything wrong with that because I've done that too, briefly. And this is different. This is like a really fun class and I love it. It's not just pole tricks, it's that too, but it's also emotionally led body movement. And it's just, it feeds me. It's very nourishing. It's a feminine movement, very circular, very curvaceous, very emotionally driven. So when I go to dance, it's cathartic. I go to dance out my emotions. And the music helps and all that. And, whatever I might be feeling in the moment, of course, whether there's grief or anger, or whatever emotion happens to be there. So saying all that, to preface what I'm about to say, is I very much look forward to this class because I love it. So getting ready to go there Thursday morning after not dancing for several days. Probably, I think, since the previous Saturday. So I was ready. And I was going to get to see my friend. And I was really happy about that. And I look out the window and my car is gone. Absolutely vanished. And I thought two things. The second thing I thought was that, oh my God, my car's been stolen. But that didn't really I didn't get a hit on that in my body. That didn't feel resonant. And the second thing I thought, which actually turned out to be correct, was that my car had been repossessed. And I will tell you exactly the progression of this, because this is what's present for me. Excuse me, I had to clear my throat. My car, which, you know, I love, and it's a really sweet little car. It's a Mercedes GLA 250 or 350. I always forget the number. But anyway, it's a small, red, beautiful red little car. It's like, you know, I don't know. It's like a little mom mobile, sort of. But it's not huge. It's small. And, or, you know, medium size, whatever. Kind of smallish. And it's just very, it's comfortable. It's spacious. It's got like, it's, the driving is full of ease. It's just very easy to drive. And, you know, it's technically a luxury car, which it is. I mean, I don't normally think of it as a luxury car, but it technically is. It doesn't look like, you know, it's a limo or anything like that, but, you know, Mercedes. So to me, I bought the Mercedes for a lot of reasons. One, I love the way that they're made. I think they're really well made. I know they used to be like even better made, but they're still really well made and compared to many other cars. And I love the fact that I have been in several accidents that could have been really effing gnarly in a Mercedes, and I have walked away with like minor scratches and bruises, minor, even after airbags deploying. And my car at the time in one particular accident was completely totaled. And I mean, if you could have seen the car, it was, you know, the front of it was completely crushed and I walked away. So there was definitely some magical, spiritual, fancy footwork happening there too. So yes, I know that if I am meant to walk away from an accident, it's not going to really matter what car I'm in. I know that on a spiritual level. And the other reasons, there are other reasons for, you know, my love of this car. It's just a really good car. It's a really good car. I love it. It's comfortable, like I said, and it's just got all the bells and whistles, probably too many. I don't need all of them. I probably don't even know how to work half of them, but and it's red. I honestly bought the car because it was red. That was one of the main reasons. And I just loved it. So anyway, I took out a lease because it was less expensive. I, up till now, have not made my millions just yet. Hopefully that's coming soon. That would be really nice. But my thought process just like left the building. So anyway, I love the car. I guess you could tell. And I look out the window and it's gone Thursday morning. And so what came to me was that it was repossessed, and I was right. It was. So it had just come off a 3-year lease. I paid it for 3 years faithfully. Wasn't repossessed because I didn't pay for it. Just putting that out there. Excuse me. I think I need a drink of water. So here it is. It just came off lease in January, right? And so I went down to the Mercedes dealer a couple times to figure out how to either buy it outright, you know, finish paying for it and keep it so that it would be mine and I would own it, or trade it in for a new one. So I looked at both options. It looked like keeping it was the more economical option, because buying another car outright would have been probably about $1,000 a month, which sounds like a lot of money and is a lot of money. Could I have done it? Yeah. did I want to do it? I didn't really feel like I wanted to put that much money into a car every month. Excuse me one second. So I said, you know, I like this car. I want to buy it. So I'd gone down to the dealership and talked to the guy, and he had worked out the numbers. I knew how much the payment was going to be. Was about $400 less, so like $600 a month, which, you know, is still a good chunk of money. But I was like, okay, I think I'm kind of okay with this, but let me think about it. So they knew I was in the process of, you know, making up my mind. So I guess I took a little too long to make up my mind in their point of view. But me, knowing who I am, sometimes I don't always take that much time, but with this, I was really just not feeling it. I was not feeling like this was, like these choices were not really completely resonant, and I wanted another choice. And I feel like what I wanted was financial support from another source, so that I, and this might sound weird, but women know, I'm going to talk about women and men for a sec. Women know when women know their feelings, right? I mean, I do. I'll just talk about myself. As a woman, as a sensitive being, I know how I feel about things. And if I feel like something, like I need help with something or I want support, you know, that's an honest desire. And that is what I feel in my body. Not that I cannot do it myself, but that I don't want to have to. And it wasn't because I couldn't afford it. Thankfully, it wasn't because I couldn't handle anything myself. Of course we can. Excuse me. It was just because I really love the feeling of ease that having a man support me gives me. And I'm the first to admit that, yes, have I had this kind of masculine provision and support before in my life? Absolutely. My whole life I've had support from men who cared about me and who loved me, who would support me financially because it gave them pleasure. It gave them pleasure to do it, and it gave me pleasure to receive it, because you know what I always say, being a good receiver is just as important as being a good giver. And you really can't be a good giver unless you know how to receive well. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. You'll feel depleted. If you give and give and give and never allow yourself to receive, you will feel so depleted and so resentful. And you will be holding on to a lot of anger after a while, because we have to fill our cup, especially as women. Everyone does, but especially as women, we need to have our cup filled, like on a daily basis, honestly. Even Regina Tomashower, you know, Mama Gina, she talks about this. We need our cup filled. Anyway, so at the moment, or up till now, I'll say, because in the University of Santa Monica, we are taught to always qualify things with the statement up till now, just because we know that, yes, this thing that I didn't like might have happened, but that could change in the next moment. So that's why I always say that. Because often it does change in the next moment. So, but up till now, I haven't been in contact with a masculine provider. I am looking forward to when I will be, because it's a lot of pressure for, especially for a woman who is like me, who is not geared to handle everything herself. Not that I can't, but I'd rather not. It makes me feel better if I know that I can rely on the masculine to hold that container for me. and he feels good about it, and I feel good about it. And that was something that is something up till now that I have not had for a little bit. So, and it was funny because, well, not funny, it was kind of irritating actually, because there was someone who I thought cared about me. And I did ask for support on this very subject. And you know what he said to me? He said, "I really wish I could help you with this." And I let him know, well, you can if you want to. But guess what? He didn't want to. So he didn't. And yeah, that's his choice. However, that's not going to sit well with the feminine. So gentlemen out there, keep this in mind when your woman comes to you, or any woman that you care about in your life comes to you and asks for help. Or even if she doesn't ask, even if she just mentions that she needs help, step the fuck up. Damn it. So I was, you know, left having to take care of this myself, which obviously I didn't do very well, which is why I wanted the help in the first place. So getting back to my point, well, this is all my point actually, but my car had been repossessed. And here's what happened before that. And it's another point, but they had repossessed it mainly because I didn't think they would, because I had already been down to, it didn't even enter my mind until a few days ago. It didn't enter my mind because I had been to the Mercedes dealership. I had spoken with the guy twice. We worked out the numbers. He knew my intent. And to me, intention means a lot. Of course, you have to follow through. But I didn't really know that I had to follow through without any notice. I felt like I didn't get any notice. And that's kind of what's my honest feeling. Because nobody ever mentioned the word repossession to me. Nobody, ever. I never got an email. I never got a text. Nobody said it in person. And I even asked the guy when I went down there, I'm like, how soon do you need to know what I'm going to do? And he said, oh, you have time. So I figured, okay, well, that probably means they're going to let me know if it's urgent. And because why would they not? Right. So I thought there would be some notification. There was no notification, none. And so that's what happened. They just came in the middle of the night and stole my car away from me. And the lease ended in January, and it wasn't even the end of February that this happened. It was just a few days ago on Thursday. So I just was not expecting that, except for one small inkling. That was actually a pretty big inkling that I should have paid attention to, but did not. So this is how spirit works. If the Mercedes dealership doesn't tell you, spirit will tell you. And spirit did. Mercedes said nothing. However, I'm pretty sure it was like the day before or 2 days before, but it was probably the day before, like Wednesday. I had three signs, three knowings, like three hits from my spleen. Since I'm a projector, we get splenic hits. I get splenic hits. That's my authority is splenic. So that means I get a hit of information that I need to know when I need to know it. And boy, I got it when I needed to know it, but I should have listened to it and I didn't. So what happened was I had two hits of knowing that, I can't even pull them up in my consciousness right now. But the third hit, they were very they were telling me to take some action, which I didn't take. And the third hit was, your car is going to be repossessed if you don't do something. And I heard it very, it's a very nuanced message. So like when I get a splenic hit as a human design projector, it's an intuitive hit. It's in the moment. And it's very, I want to say it's just like, it floats by. It just floats by in my consciousness. I register it and I acknowledge it in that moment. It's just in like a few moments, like an instant. And then it will, you know, float on by. But the information will remain with me, but I need to like pay attention to it and do something about it in that moment. And I don't quite know why I didn't, because I got the hit that my car was going to be repossessed, and who ignores that, right? But I don't know exactly what I was feeling in that moment, but I was just feeling like, I think the deeper thing I was feeling was that maybe there's a better way, because I really don't feel aligned with paying $600 a month for this car. And I'm pretty sure that was why I ignored it. But the universe let me know, because I wanted some sort of notification. So the universe gave me the notification that I'd asked for, thankfully, and I chose, which we all have freedom of choice, I chose how to respond, right? Because free will is all about how we respond. That's the only thing we ever have free will about, is our choice of how we respond. So this is how I responded to the universe. Silly me. I chose, and I think honestly, it was not a bad choice. And I'll tell you why. it's all winding up. In the moment, it looked like a terrible choice, but not having to, you know, pay that much money every month sort of feels like a load off my mind. Not having a car doesn't feel like a load off my mind. But I know that the universe is helping me to, you know, is orchestrating a way. The universe is orchestrating the way. I'm not doing anything. I'm just like doing what I'm told by the universe. So the universe is orchestrating a way for me to, you know, get a car, or maybe someone will drive me. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm not going to be left without transportation for very long, I'm sure. Because, you know, I need to get places, and the universe wants me to get places, I'm sure. But I do know that I'm probably also being protected from something, you know? I really do. And I'm going to let the universe, you know, show me what to do. So yes, it was, the information was given to me. I purposefully really ignored it. And I was just like, okay, let the chips fall where they may. If I'm meant to keep this car, and I didn't say this consciously to myself, but I feel like my body knew it. If I'm meant to keep this car, it won't be repossessed. And if I'm not meant to keep it, it'll be gone. So the next day it was gone. It was absolutely gone. And I was like, okay. So I don't think I had all this awareness in that moment, because Thursday was really rough. But I'm having all this awareness, and some of it is coming in as I speak right now. So I'm having all of this awareness right now that I'm sharing with you. And it's honestly blowing my mind. It really is. And I feel like there's a reason why, you know, the person who I asked to help me did not step up. Though I truly wish they had. And they definitely could have. They just didn't want to, like I said. And one, I mean, that besides the point, that's hurtful and it's not very nice. But those are my feelings. And I know that the universe orchestrated even that. You know, not saying that this person shouldn't have acted differently. Yeah, they should have. They definitely should have. And hopefully they'll learn for next time that, you know, you don't leave a lady in the lurch if you care about her. You don't, you just don't do that. Because men, I am a firm believer that men are here to provide and protect women. I firmly believe that. And I know that there is a lot of negativity, especially right now, around men from women. And I can totally see the validity of a lot of that because men are not always very kind to women. Some men, but a lot of men. And I'm thankful that that has not been my personal experience very often. I'm really grateful to be able to say that the men that I have had in my life have mostly been pretty great. You know, mostly. There have been a few exceptions. I'm gonna cough. Okay. But mostly, as a whole, I think men are wonderful. Men have been so helpful in my life and so loving and so caring. And so that is the piece I choose to focus on about men. Maybe just not this particular man, but no, I'm kidding. Half kidding. So anyway, that was the progression of what was going on in my mind. So I'm like, okay, my car's been repossessed. So where do I go now, spirit? Excuse me, I'm coughing for some reason. So where do I go now? I probably should tell you guys how to get into the Facebook chat at some point during this show. So go over to, I'm sure you all know, most of you anyway, know how to get there. Go to 12radio.com, hit chat. I'm doing it right now. And once you hit chat, you'll be in the Facebook page and scroll down, and you will see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And then you can talk to me, ask me questions, tell me things, ask me things you need to know. You know, comment on what I'm saying if you want, if you have thoughts. I would love to hear what's on your mind about everything I'm saying because I'm saying a lot. Okay. So, getting back to my story, I'm going to say hi to all of you in a moment. Okay. So, that's what happened, and that was what was going on. And I just know that there was a reason I didn't listen to the guidance, but spirit gave me the notification because that's what I was asking for. And I got it, and I just chose differently. It's like, okay, are you okay? Basically, spirit was saying, your car is going to be repossessed. Are you going to be okay with that? So that was more of what it was. It was like, okay, we're letting you know this is about to happen. What are you going to do? Are you okay with it being taken, or are you not? And my human definitely was not. However, my inner being was like, we really don't want to pay all that money every month. Well, actually, I don't know if it was my inner being. It was probably still my human. But the more connected, more aligned part of my human was saying, you know, this really just doesn't feel good. Not because we can't, because we don't want to. We don't want to pay that much money every month. It doesn't feel good. It didn't. It feels good in a way to be able to, it feels really good to be able to. Shit, that feels great. Like to be able to pay for what you need is a blessing. It feels wonderful. But I don't feel like it was a necessary thing. I feel like I can, subconsciously, this was never conscious until now. Subconsciously, I felt like, damn it, I know that I can be in a better situation. Either somebody can help me with paying for this, the masculine preferably, because that is what feels good to me and it gives me ease. And I love that. When you can allow yourself to receive as a woman from the masculine, I mean, shoot, nothing makes me feel more in my feminine energy than receiving from the masculine. Oof. Oh, like I want to say something that I probably shouldn't say on the air. It like, I'm gonna have to go change my panties in a minute because this just feels so good. You know what I mean? I know that you do. But like it lights me up, it turns me on to be so cared for by the masculine because I am a very feminine being, even though I have a very balanced masculine and feminine, and everyone has masculine and feminine energy in them. But men, because they're men, and women by virtue of being women, we tend to use our women tend to use or try or no. Okay, women women naturally feel usually feel more resonant in their feminine when they are engaging with a man who's in his masculine. When you're getting things done, yeah, you have to be in your masculine energy to take action. That's masculine. Receiving is feminine. Moving forward with action is masculine. It's just energies. It's not always about what sex you are. It's not always whether you're male or female. Because like I said, we both have both men and women have masculine and feminine energies. But when I'm engaging with a man, I feel so much better when I'm in my feminine and he's in his masculine. It just works better. So I don't have that up till now. And so I am taking care of everything myself. But basically, that is like the story. So now that I don't have my car, I'm like, okay, spirit, what have you got for me next? I'm really kind of looking forward to seeing how this all plays out. And to be able, I just want to say, to be able to shift my dysregulated nervous system back to being regulated within, like, I would say it took me a day at least, I think. Is pretty damn good, I think, considering how upsetting it was in the moment. Yeah. So I think I'm doing pretty well. And if there's anybody out there who wants to offer me any type of information or assistance of any type, anything that could help me in this situation, I'm definitely welcoming and receptive to all kinds of assistance, be they informational or financial, even. I am not proud. I'm willing to receive all gifts, no matter what they may be. I really am. I really am. And no, I'm not like asking you guys to send me money. That's not what I'm saying. But if there, happens to be a really divine masculine man out there who is feeling particularly generous, I would receive it well. Just saying. But the point of that is, I'm welcoming and receptive to whatever the universe wants to give me right now. Because when I do that, everything just flows so much better. And as you can see, I hope, in this whole story, you can see the perfection of it. You really can. It's mind-boggling, really. I'm still amazed. So I hope you enjoyed that story. I am still in the midst of enjoying, quote unquote, the story. So today I have to go down to the repo yard and take all my things out of my car, which I hope are still in my car, and I hope they haven't removed them. I'm kind of crossing my fingers on that because I really don't, one, I don't want anybody going through my stuff. And two, my car was, my back seat was pretty jam-packed with stuff. So I don't really want anybody else to be going through that. It's, you know, it's not like diamonds or anything, but it's stuff that's important to me. Like my dance stuff is back there. My personal belongings that I really don't want anybody rooting through, my clothing, stuff like that. Anyway, and things in the glove compartment, things in the, you know, the little console. They're going to find all my condoms and, you know, just embarrassing stuff. Not that I really care about that, but I just don't want anything damaged. I don't care about being embarrassed because I don't embarrass very easily, honestly. Otherwise, I wouldn't be telling you the story. But I just don't want anything damaged. So I hope that it's just the way I left it and I can just go grab it and take it home and put it God knows where because I don't have another car yet. But right now I'm driving a rental. It's going back today while I figure out what to do because I don't really need a car tomorrow that I know of. And if I do, I'll call an Uber, you know, or a Lyft, or I'll rent another car. You know, I can always do that. And thank God I can. Thank God that I have the abundance to be able to make these choices. I'm grateful for that. So grateful. And I know that more abundance is coming. I feel it. I just know it. So there are a lot of lessons in this story, a lot. And I hope that you caught all of them. and if you didn't, that's okay. Maybe that lesson wasn't something you needed to know right now. So I'm going to Facebook right now and I see all of you. Thank you so much for being here and listening. You know, welcoming my story and listening and being receptive to my story. Oh my goodness. It was a lot. I know. Excuse me. Okay. Hey, Rob. Hey, Renee. Hey, Kat. Kat says, I joined right when you hopped on. Of course you did. How could it ever be any other way? Kat says, happy Monday. Yes, it is a happy Monday, I'm happy to say. I hope it is for all of you, too. Surprise, happy March, Renee says. Hey, Renee. I know. Yesterday, I was like, wait, it's Sunday and it's March and rent's due. Okay. All of that. But I was in my dance oblivion yesterday. I did two classes back to back with my bestie Kat, who's here in the chat. and we were just dancing our little asses off. that's where I'm leaving that comment. Okay. Yes, March blessings, Quelly. All right. Yeah, Renee, you know what? That was the second thing I said. Renee said, I'm glad it wasn't stolen. I was actually really glad it was repossessed and not stolen because at least I know where to look for it and all my stuff. So yes, definitely a blessing, Renee. Excuse me one second. Definitely a blessing to at least know where it is and where my things are. Thank God. A great blessing. Stolen would have been a much different thing. Yeah, Rob says, everything happens for a reason. It is up to us as sentient beings to make sense of the information we receive, which I did. I just didn't realize how I was processing at the time, but I know now. And he goes on to say, as a recovering, hard-headed individual, I wish I had accepted that wisdom much earlier in life. Yeah, I know we've talked about this before, Rob. And everything you say is true. I can't deny that. It's very, very true. And this is all the lessons. I'm getting all the lessons. I'm getting the lesson to do it, all of what you were saying here. You know, really listen when spirit speaks. I mean, that's a major lesson. Because otherwise, why are we here? But you know what? Like I said, I was listening. I just decided on a different course of action. And I know that too will work out. It's just something I wasn't expecting, but it's fine. And there was a second divine masculine presence that I reached out to, who also did not want to help. And I just remembered that in the moment. And honestly, I didn't really expect it from him. I more expected it from the other person because of our relationship at the time. So that was kind of shocking. But the second person, I didn't really expect it. So I wasn't disappointed. So let me refresh the chat just to make sure that I've seen all of you. I think I did. But I love that they put most relevant. Like, some of you aren't relevant. So silly. Of course you're relevant. Everyone's relevant. Oh, Rob, I'm laughing at you. Rob's comment was, the what in the car console? Yes, I said it. Condoms in the car console, because yes, sometimes we want to experience that kind of pleasure, and I am not shy about that. Although, to tell you the truth, if we're going to get really personal, which we already have, and you know I love to do that, it's been a moment for me. But thankfully we have ourselves to relax into, and that is always a good thing. So yes, if there's no man around, do not fear. I am here. Not me for you, but me for me, and you for you. Keep that in mind. And spirit is always there. So spirit will help you in whatever your desire is. I just want to say that. Oh, I'm just being really goofy today because this is how I feel. And you are getting the real me. And I really don't put on airs. I'm more and more unfiltered every day. I'm sure you can tell. And my hormones are getting balanced and everything's, you know, working out. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for you. You just have to remember it, and you have to realize it, and you have to feel it. And I think my voice just went up an octave or several. You do. That's what you have to do. You have to really anchor into that knowledge. That what you desire is on its way, because it is. I know for a fact that I'm going to eventually see that the much better situation that I wanted in many areas of my life, I might add, it's on its way right now, and it's going to be here before I know it. Because that's what's always happened to me in the past, and that is how I know things to work. I know that's how they work, because not only just because I've had evidence of it, although that's very helpful, very, very helpful, but just because I know that this is the spiritual teaching of how this stuff really does work, how we manifest. We manifest by feeling like we already have it. We manifest by allowing our desire to be greater than our doubt. We manifest by being the energy of abundance, of whatever it is that we want. We manifest by, you know, playing our part and playing the part of the person who would have the thing or whatever we want, the thing that we want, the job that we want, the money we want, the lover we want. whatever, whomever, you know, no specific people, although I know there's a way to do that too. But I always like to let the universe decide what's best for me. Because maybe if I fixate on a specific person, I mean, yeah and no. Just because that might not be the best person for you. What if spirit is somebody even better? What if spirit, what if like, I really, yes, I really love working with my clients. I do. And I have favorites. I will say that. but, you know, eventually we do the work and sometimes they stick around for a long time. Sometimes they don't. So eventually someone I really enjoy working with might leave. And, you know, for whatever reason, either they're done or, you know, there are a myriad of reasons. Anyway. So when they leave, am I going to be like, oh no, I really liked having that client. I really enjoyed working with them because I love my work and I really love helping people and it gives me so much satisfaction. So I like freaking love it. but like if I mourn the loss of this energy person who left, why would I do that? Because one door opens, I don't even know how that goes. One door closes, another one opens. There's something about a window in there too, but I've never said that one. One door closes, another one opens. Okay, energy settling. Oh, it's 10:51. All right. And so I know for a fact that why would I go chasing after the client who left when I know there's a better one coming? Why would I go chasing after the man, you know, boyfriend, husband, lover who might have left, you know, in your life, perhaps, when I know there's a better one coming? God is honing my desire. So focusing on a specific person to manifest doesn't always work out well, because if spirit has someone better for you, you're going to want that better someone, no matter whether it's a lover or a client or a, you know, other situation, a better job, a better husband, you know, it happens. Divorce is, you know, not uncommon. Anyway, so that's the thing. It's like, if one thing leaves, a better thing is coming, because you have a desire for something that's probably better than what you've already got if you lose what you had. Wow. I hope you can make sense of that. I said it and I almost can't, because it's just coming through me right now. Honestly, it's this information. I am not making shit up. This is like what's happening in the moment. That's why I keep stopping. And I know dead air is not a good thing. But if you say, oh, you know, I really want this, and you attach to it, you can't do that. You have to be unattached to what's coming, because you are the one with the desire in the first place. And you are the one who needs to be the person who would have that. Be the energy of already having it. Feel this, feel and get into the state of already having what you desire. And be the person who would have that life that you want. And you can do this. Even if you have no evidence of it working, honestly, you can still do this. You can imagine. That's all it takes. It takes imagination. Imagine how it would feel if you were the person who had this life, who had this thing, who had this person. Again, you know, preferably not a specific person. But just be open to what the universe wants to give you, because the universe is going to give you something that is so much better than you even realize. I know, because it's happened to me. Anything that I desired, I always got better than what I expected. Always. When I think back on it now, I got better clients. I got better lovers. I got Better. Well, yeah, I've been married twice, but haven't gotten a better husband yet. But maybe that's coming. And if it does, great. If it doesn't, that's fine too, because I'm really happy single, honestly. I'm not jonesing for a husband right now, so that's not really a loss. But like I was saying earlier, would it be nice to have a husband around right now who could take care of my car for me? Yeah. Who could provide for me? Yeah, absolutely. So I'm letting spirit lead because spirit is my provider and spirit is my supply. God is my supply always. And that is the moral of the story. God is my supply. God is my divine masculine. God is my provider. And I'm just waiting for the provision to show up, and I am waiting to be shown, which I have asked for, to be shown where to go, what to do, and I will be. I know that. This will all get done because I am relying on spirit and not my human self. So it is time for me to go, and I hope that you all have a very lovely week. I am so grateful for all of you being here. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Please join me again next week, Monday, same time. I would love to see all of you here. Tell your friends, bring your friends to listen, ask me questions. I pull cards sometimes. So it's just kind of a free for all. You can kind of tailor make it to yourself and get what you need here. If you have really deep questions, I can answer those too because I'm a spiritual psychology practitioner. But I'll see you all next week. I'm going to let Christine Demorier come on next and do her thing. And she's over on YouTube also. So thank you, everybody. I love you all so much, and I'm so happy you're here with me. You've been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, right here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Bye, everybody. I love you.